With so many cable channels available, there are more chances to watch the exploits of your favorite Hollywood stars. It's as if their real lives are television entertainment and the work they do in dramas and comedies merely a sideshow. Commentator Jane Gennaro feels as if her life is bombarded with a new sort of pest.
Humans complain about other creatures. Deer chomping the lilies. Geese appropriating the golf course. Squirrels tipping the bird feeder. But what about all the celebrities popping out of nowhere, appearing suddenly everywhere, invading my already limited attention span? Plop, splat, yuck, a glob of wet new celebrities adheres to the cover of TV Guide. I don't want to know about Jennifer Aniston's courageous battle with a bad hair day, or Michael Jackson's dry cleaning secrets. My brain cannot keep up each time Madonna reinvents, Julia breaks up, Mariah breaks down, Leonardo sprouts a whisker, or an Osborne gargles. Celebrities spew across the internet like human spam that cannot be deleted. Celebrity athletes, celebrity drug addicts, celebrity authors, celebrity plagiarists, celebrity politicians, celebrity mistresses, celebrity CEOs, felons, snipers, chefs, and actors, celebrity survivors, bachelors, and real people. It seems anybody can suddenly turn into a celebrity for no apparent reason. That's my nightmare. I look down at my hands, and suddenly, they're signing autographs. I'm a celebrity. People who know me are more excited to see me on TV than they ever were to see me in person. People who never met me know my eating habits, copy my hairstyle, and invite me to their adopted Chinese twins' bat mitzvahs. I spend my free time practicing to appear spontaneous for when paparazzi will snap me wearing half a dress and goofy designer shoes that kill me to walk in, let alone run away from Tom Cruise and... Too late. The grip of Tom's diminutive hand and high-intensity Colgate smile overpower me. Tom beams me aboard the Scientology Spaceship Celebrity Center, where John Travolta, Kirstie Alley, and Jerry Seinfeld do strange experiments and try out new material on me. Oh, I wake up in a cold sweat. Quick, I get out of the house, away from the TV, magazines, and computer screen. Run to where the grass is green. No, not that golf course full of politicians, CEOs, comedians, and athlete wife-killer celebrities. Here, with the geese and squirrels and deer. Did you know geese mate for life? I so admire how geese can fly without private planes or publicists. And who designed those fine feathers? Some creatures were just born to be celebrated.
Jane Gennaro is an actor in New York City.